Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Dignity Memorial, with host Patrick Hartsfield and guests.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I'm very excited to be joined this morning by Mr. Patrick Hartsfield of Dignity Memorial and also Jay Mentzer, the Family Service Manager for Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to be speaking with you this morning. Always appreciate a chance to catch up and hear what is happening with the Dignity Memorial world and the wonderful guests that you bring on as well. So, Patrick, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Ruthie?
I'm doing great. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was uneventful, which I consider a good thing.
That's wonderful. That's why I said blessedly quiet.
Right. How was yours?
It was great. We did chicken wings.
Oh, nice.
Just a few of five of us, our little unit, and cleanup was easy. And
perfect,
you know what we'll say, though? I didn't have any leftovers, which was kind of a bummer.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the big pluses of Thanksgiving is all the leftovers.
I'm like, this is why we cook for an army. But all in all, I was happy to be, you know, safe and healthy and so much to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
And glad to be at home and happy to see you back. You went on a vacation. Is that right?
I went to North Carolina. The family went up there. That's been, a few weeks ago. Jay just got back from... Oh, by the way, I don't think we mentioned Jay yet, but he got back from Tennessee. So we've both been in the mountains recently.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Was it gorgeous?
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, we were in actually Damascus, Virginia, right over the Tennessee line.
And, very nice.
Appalachian Trail, and they call it the Creeper Trail. It's a pretty famous bike trail. We have property there. So we spent my parents and my wife's parents came, and it was a great time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You got to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. It was really nice. Really nice.
That is wonderful. Well, I'm excited to get to catch up and hear what is happening in the world. So, Patrick, what's been going on lately with the Dignity Memorial team?
Well, we have, this week, we have our luminary services here in Pensacola, and that means at Bayview, Fisher Pugh Chapel and Memorial Park on Scenic Highway. That's going to be tomorrow night at 6 to 8, so we welcome anyone who has lost a loved one and or just would like to support someone who's lost a loved one to please join us. It's absolutely beautiful service. We'll provide light refreshments and of course the candles. Eastern Gate Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home on 9 Mile Road will have their luminary Saturday at 6 to 8, so the same thing applies there.
Wow. Okay, so that's an outdoor service and candlelight and people.
We'll light a candle in memory of a loved one, and then we'll certainly read off the names of the folks we've lost this year. It's a touching and sweet ceremony, and it's been historically very popular.
Wow.
Let's just hope it's not too cold.
I know, right? Right. Not usually the thing we have to worry about yet this time of year, I think.
That's right.
But that sounds lovely, and it'll be outside, I'm sure, socially distant.
Oh, yes. We'll be very responsible. And, we encourage folks, of course, to wear their masks and be cognizant of the social distancing and that sort of stuff. So,
if someone wanted to attend, would they need to RSVP or let you know ahead of time?
No, there's no need to RSVP, although if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to either Bayview or Eastern Gate, and we can, if there's any questions on anything at all, really, we're happy to answer. But we're looking forward to it. It's a special event each year.
That sounds beautiful. That just sounds so lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tomorrow night at the Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel and Memorial Park, that's the one on Scenic.
That's on Scenic.
With the beautiful magnolia trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday will be the Eastern Gate Memorial one on 9 Mile.
On 9 Mile, great.
Got it. Wonderful. Oh, that's so lovely. I love the, still able to have these, nice celebrations and the,
We're making do.
Yes.
We're figuring out ways. It's
that's it.
Yeah, just like everybody else.
That's right. It's been a good year for our creativity to kick in.
It's a good year to think outside the box, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Well, wonderful. And Jay, welcome. So I know you've done Pensacola Expert Panel in the past. I'm excited for our first show together this morning. Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about your role with the Family Services.
Well, I'm the manager of Family Services at Bayview. And basically my role, in a nutshell, what we like to do is we protect people through prearrangements. So my staff, they meet with a family when they've had a loss, and they help take care of their cemetery needs. But we're also responsible for taking care of prearranged funeral services as well, and prearranged cemetery services as well. Because being around it as long as we have, I feel like this is one of them. I feel like the most valuable thing in my job is by being preemptive and getting stuff handled ahead of time. It really takes a huge emotional and financial burdens off families if they have the education, and if I'm able to get in front of them and tell the story, or if my staff members are, it can really help a lot of families, because we don't have a story issue. Like what our product is, what we provide, once people hear the story and understand what it really is, it's really hard for it not to make sense. But the issue is that we have a captive audience issue, because it's just not a fun topic to talk about, which I understand. But I think that through education, obviously, things can be a lot easier for a lot of folks.
So. Absolutely. And I know we've talked in the past on our on our program together about how different it looks for people who have had that conversation and thought ahead and planned ahead and made those arrangements, and how much less stress, how much more comfort in this just very sad time of life that your loved ones who are left behind are not having to make very difficult decisions or think through necessarily just dollars and cents at a time when we're just compromised emotionally and focus on other things. So such an important service that you offer. And I like your point about the captive audience piece, because it is not the, typical, how are you? What are your prearrangements looking like these days? Do you have a recommendation for a time of when people would start thinking about this or deciding to have these conversations?
Well, this is a two-sided answer. So yeah. So in the perfect world, as soon as you can afford to have a payment in your budget, that's $50 to $150 a month. Because the earlier you prearrange, it's a lot like state-funded colleges here in Florida, where you can start paying for your child's college when they're 2 years old, and it locks the price in, and the cost never goes up. And that's the same way with prearranged funeral and cemetery. So in short, as early as you can afford to do so, and it's a priority. But realistically, what happens is one of two things is typically the catalyst for most people. Either they suffer a loss within their family and they see how difficult it is, so then it's front of mind awareness at that point, and then the sense of urgency follows. But I would to really as early as you can, because the sooner you do it, the more money you save. I mean, if the reality of it is. And a lot of people get nervous, like, well, what if I change my mind? But we have policies and procedures and all to help through that. And you're not locked into anything that you can't get out of. So we really try to just help folks long term. And
I think that the holidays is a good opportunity, because typically we're around family and a lot of times, sometimes it just takes someone initiating that conversation. Say, hey, mom, dad, grandma, whatever it may be. What do you think, Jay?
That's absolutely true. And I'm sitting here thinking about the holidays and the year that we've had, and the big thing that our profession is going to is personalizing funeral and cremation services. We're still very good at the three song, two prayer funerals, which is considered very traditional. But when you do prearrange and we kind of take the business aspect out of it, when we are meeting with you the day after your loved one's passing, we can spend more time really getting to know your loved one. And in this time of year, it's a lot easier to have it right in front of our head, because it is the holidays and everyone's in touch with their feels, so to speak, as the kids say. And so,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I just think, like Patrick said, with the holidays coming up, it is a great time to talk to your loved ones about it, because everyone is together. Because we hear it a lot, like, well, I want to talk to my kids about it, and everyone's together at that point. So, there is some danger in that, though, I will tell you, because when you do talk to your kids about your prearrangements and that, Make sure that you tell them that you didn't just go to the doctor's office, because they get a little nervous if you start bringing
right,
up.
Right, like,
you
know, why?
Yeah, why are we having this conversation? Right, yeah. Don't worry, Mom, we'll take care of it. And then, you know, they picture their mom or their dad in a casket or an urn, so they want to blow the conversation off, which in turn is actually ends up being the worst possible scenario. So.
Sure. So, yeah, I guess that goes back to also know your family and how yeah. to best prepare them and
absolutely.
Ease their anxiety about this conversation.
And my staff is trained really well at putting people at ease when because we understand, like, look, we understand socially when we go to a gathering in our personal life and we bring up what we do, sometimes we hear the needle getting scratched off the record player. So we understand that just because we're around it every day, it's not a super easy conversation for most people, but we do really well at putting people to ease with that.
And I heard you mention a couple times, Jay, there's a difference between funeral services, pre-arrangements for funeral services, and cemetery services. So is that just like additions that you can add into your specific plan?
Well, it's really, so there's really two sides of our profession. There's the funeral home, which would handle the cremation or traditional burial. And then there's the final resting place area, which is the cemetery. Now by backing up, I will tell you this, the person that holds the key to what is appropriate is yourself. Like, so if you want to just be cremated and if you want to be cremated and have your ashes spread at your parents' farmland, good on you. That's a perfect decision. You know, if you want to have a full traditional funeral with a private mausoleum, good on you, because that's your decision. So really there's two sides of this, the prearranged funeral side and the prearranged cemetery side. And historically speaking, prearranging your cemetery plot has actually been pretty much in the mainstream of our culture for 50 to 70 years. Prearranging your funeral is actually a relatively new phenomenon in cremation that's been going on for about the last 20 or so.
Okay, so it's a little bit different conversation than maybe our grandparents or their parents were
slightly.
Having.
Slightly, and I think really the reason that the cemetery took off first, because it was tangible, people could see and feel and touch what they were buying. And now that, you know, the prearranged funeral piece is more conceptual, like you're buying more peace of mind than an actual plot, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But they're both equally important in my opinion.
I think that the more people see what we can do, what we can provide in terms of personalization, or as we call it, life story, and the more it sort of permeates the, you know, society, and people get to witness what it is, then it becomes more of a tangible thing. I'd like Jay to sort of expound on that, if you could, you know, sort of talk about what we can do now versus,
sure.
you know, even 10 years ago.
Sure. The personalization piece, this is, and I'll try to keep it, give you the Cliff Notes version, but what we have with personalization is this. We have if you stop and think of it, there's basically two types of people that come to a funeral. Someone that had an intimate relationship or a personal relationship with the deceased, meaning it was their spouse, their parent, their coworker that they sat next to every day at work, their golf buddy from the whatever. So someone they had a really powerful relationship with. Then this other group of people that come to the funeral are the folks that are there to support that group of folks, if that makes sense, right? So how many times have you gone to a funeral of a parent of a coworker, not because you necessarily knew the decedent well, but you were there to support the loved one? What the life story does is it tells the complete story of the individual, of the life that we're celebrating. So when you walk in, we have a specialist, her name is Marcy.
She's been in next.
Oh, actually, yeah. Great. Yeah. So she goes to the home and really talks with the family about how to describe and what made their loved one laugh, what they were passionate about, what their hobbies were. And really, we build that atmosphere in the funeral home. So we personalize everyone. So we personalize everyone's service. So really, the big value is that inner core group of people, because let's be honest, funerals and cremation services and memorial services, really in any culture, it's really to help the people that are left behind process the death of a loved one. So what we see with this personalization is this inner core group of family, they take so much pride in showing the outer group core of what that loved one was really about, that you almost see the bereavement process being kicked forward 2 to 3 to 4 weeks sometimes compared to the old way of just drab songs and a couple, you know, verses that we hear at every funeral. So I just think that really what our job is to help the community start their process, their bereavement process. And I really feel like Life Story has taken this to such a profound level. And honestly, as professionals working a business, it makes us feel good about what we do, because you can see the tears of joy and the tears of happiness. Should you cry at a funeral? Absolutely. But it's okay to laugh. It's okay to smile too, because
I'm glad you said that out loud.
Yeah, because it really is. It's true. We all have these emotions through life, and we've all shared these emotions with the person that's in the urn or the casket. So, you know,
don't stop now.
Right.
Like, don't. Life doesn't stop
right.
for those of us still remaining.
Marcy Jay mentioned our Life Story coordinator here in Pensacola. She tells the story of a woman who lost her mother. And she called Marcy the day of the funeral, and she was excited. She said, "I'm so excited to show my friends and family, you know, this amazing, you know, life story that Marcy had put together." And Marcy thought to herself, "She, you know, when my mother passed, I was just sad, and I wasn't at all excited."
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is. It's transformed the entire experience.
You know, that was something as you were explaining, Jay, how this life story works, that made me think that this for that inner core group is not maybe one more thing to check the box. I have to get through this, and maybe not enjoyable. I'm glad that lady was excited, you know, to celebrate the life of her mother that mm-hmm. whom she had lost. But this could, you know, kind of focus that energy on celebrating someone rather than what you said, you know, the kind of typical fill in the blank with the verses or the dirges.
Sure.
And things like that.
And here's the thing too. I think that what it also helps the next of kin to realize is people sometimes, hey, what did your parents leave you? You know, and when you ask someone that, what their typical response is a mortgage, X amount of money,
mm-hmm.
a car. But what the personalization of the funeral does is that, no, they left you the little dimple in your left cheek when you smile at a certain joke. They left you how you respond to somebody in a situation with humor or fright. They left you a lot of things that are way more tangible and way more powerful than material items, and that's really what the life story helps show the folks that are there to process the loss.
I imagine you have witnessed some really good ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are there any in particular that stand out?
Yeah, I hate to say it this way, because every life is just as important, but anytime that it's a child, anytime it's with a child, it's ratcheted up a few notches. And we did a life story for a young girl that loved superheroes, and specifically Batman. And I'm going to try to get through this story quickly and as unemotionally as possible. But she loved superheroes, loved hot dogs and ice cream, loved kittens.
Yeah.
And so her life story, we...
Butterflies.
I do want to mention the Pensacola Guild Costumers Guild here in Pensacola. They do have a Facebook page. They really stepped up. They brought, I think, 6 superheroes in full costume. And I don't mean... These aren't big box Halloween costumes that you buy for your kid for $11. These are, you know, Hollywood... type costumes.
The real deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so they greeted the guests as they came into the funeral home. Her favorite, the little girl's favorite was Batman. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house when Batman hugged Grandma and came away with a tear running down his eye. So then after they walked through the superheroes, there was one of the Humane Society's had some kittens there. So everyone got to hold little kittens, and there was an ice cream stand set up with ice cream and hot dogs. We had our funeral director, she loved butterflies. We had about 750 small metallic butterflies that looked like they were flying out of the casket spray of the child's casket and going all through the chapel. So yeah, I was pretty proud of that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, now I'm getting...
Yeah, yeah.
The community touching. Really came together. Oh, yeah. It was something special.
And I will tell you that I've noticed this. If we... death and dying brings a community together.
Yes.
And I think we can do a better job without that having to happen. But it's funny when you go around to folks. I've had people, a gentleman that ran an art pottery thing, and one of the lady that had passed really loved pottery, and without question, I really feel terrible that I can't remember his storefront's name because I'd like to plug it for him, but he's
on airport.
Yeah, no questions asked, let me take his pottery wheel so we could use that as a setup for the funeral. It just, people, when that happens, you get out and you talk to people in the community, it's amazing how much they'll come together, and it's a beautiful thing. We're lucky to be here in Pensacola.
Was it the Kiln Time?
Yes, Kiln Yes. Time.
That's the one. Yep. Such a clever name.
Yeah, yes. It is. It is a great name. And the owner, I can't remember his name, but he was a wonderful gentleman and was very, you know, helped me without question. So
I love hearing that. And you know what? I really think that is a testimony to our community.
It absolutely is.
I agree with you. I hope it doesn't take tragedy to rally together like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that just sounds so, it really sounds beautiful and so special, so unique. And I know even now recently, it seems like there's a movement towards, you know, in lieu of flowers, please make a donation to this charity that was meaningful, something
sure.
like that. And so, but this is like next level, where the person who we are here to celebrate their life and they're no longer with us, just what was so special about them. And I love what you said about what are they leaving behind, that is not a materialistic thing or
sure.
a number, but a trait, a characteristic, an attitude, the legacy.
Absolutely. That's what really counts, really. Absolutely. I
mean, when you think about it, are you really going to remember what you know, mom's or dad's or grandma's casket look like, or are you going to remember the amazing life story that, you know, that's imprinted on you for the rest of your life?
That is just so special.
Yeah, that's it really is special, and that's probably the perfect adjective, I think.
And so this is something with the life story, this is something that you can work into your pre-arrangement plan?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if someone was saying, you know what, yes, I want to have that type of celebration, that level of personalization. I don't want my family to have to wonder or, you know, bear the burden of the expense. It's something that we could start having those conversations now.
Absolutely. And it's funny too, because we do a lot of catering and food there, and it really runs together, because then people say, oh, you know, dad loved fresh walleye from Lake Erie. Okay, well, we can do that.
We can make that happen.
We can make that happen. Mm-hmm. So it's neat. It's really an exciting time to be in our profession, because people are starting to open their eyes and understand that really the consumer is the boss. This is what people want. This is what people need.
I like that. Yeah, like you said, you know, we're going, everyone who's left behind and processing and going through those different stages of grief, which of course aren't even sequential a lot of the times. You're circling back around, vacillating in and out. What just a, you know, wonderful way to focus some positive attention on remembering the good stuff and the good memories, and creating a new one in the process, because that memory for that little girl, you know, they get to remember the butterflies and bring that forward with them, instead of, like you said, you know, what's the wood of the casket, that sort of detail.
I never knew the little girl in life, but I'll never forget that. You know, that funeral service.
And I've
that
since become
one.
Close with her grandmother. So, I actually didn't know that, but she was in a friend group of my wife. So it's neat. It's a good thing.
And there, even that little girl's leaving a legacy.
Oh, absolutely.
Of bonding.
She's
and friendship.
Touched a lot of our lives. That's for sure.
That's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure, if people are listening and they're as touched as I am by this beautiful story and this option that is available now, what is the best way, Jay, for them to reach out, to get in touch? Do they call Marcy?
No, they would call our office at 850-432-7805, and just ask to either speak with myself or a pre-arrangement counselor. And we'd help them, or Patrick, you know, any one of us. We'll help give them the information, and It's important for me to let everyone realize too, you have options, because everyone is understandably a little fearful about going out and having meetings. We do we hold a lot of our meetings virtual as well, so if you do want to get more information about Life Story and about doing your own pre-arrangements, but you're just a little bit, you know, you're getting up there, you maybe have some more health risk, or you're just like a lot of us, scared of this thing, we can do it virtually, so you have options.
We got bingo today at 12:30 at Bayview Senior Center too. So.
Oh, are you calling bingo today,
Patrick? I'm calling
Patrick?
Bingo
All
today.
All right, so you can come see Patrick for bingo. Well, thank you so much, Patrick and
thank
Jay,
you,
for joining me this morning.